from the New York Post. OnlyFans reverses porn ban. I'm shocked. They'll allow sexually explicit content. Of course, it's all just a ploy. Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised? Yeah. So last week, OnlyFans announced that they were going to ban porn from their platform. All of a sudden, people started coming out of the woodwork and complaining. All the thoughts and hoes and whores were like, "You're going to take our money, motherfuckers! We're out of here! We're going to be forced to get real jobs!" I wonder what OnlyFans was thinking in the first place. Your platform is known for porn because that's the majority of the reason why people go there. There ain't nobody going to OnlyFans to learn flower arranging, yoga, and take fucking cooking classes. What the fuck are you thinking, OnlyFans? Let's ban our main source of income. This 80% of our income. Let's ban that. Oh, that's brilliant. I guess they found a payment processor that was perfectly okay with the billions of dollars of revenue that would go through them and the hundreds of millions that they would make off of those payments. Yeah. Money talks and bullshit walks. What were they thinking? Were they thinking that these women, even after they banned porn, would still stay on OnlyFans and do non-nude content? Did they think that these women would continue to make these massive amounts of money? And thereby that their fees, their 20% would remain the same? Let's ban porn! Our 20% cut of the pie will remain the same, of course, because the same amount of people who are paying for porn will pay for non-porn, right? The derp? No, you idiots! Morons! Anyway, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw red pill in your face nature of my content to please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful, a lot of interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner. So you at least want to follow me on Twitter and Facebook so you can keep abreast of when I post any new content, as well as when I do a new live show. I always put a shout out on those platforms, so you should follow me on those. Also, don't forget to follow me on BitChute, which is where all my content eventually ends up. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And also, my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. If you really like my work, please consider making a donation by scrolling down to the bottom of the page. Could really use your help. Any amount is greatly appreciated. So go check that out, therealistphilosopher.com. Okay, so back to the story. OnlyFans has decided in their infinite wisdom, not so infinite because they initially made the decision to ban porn, to allow it. We changed our mind. Oh my God, did they even look at their account books? This creator makes money doing porn. This creator makes money doing porn. This creator makes X amount doing porn. This creator makes X amount doing porn. Didn't they look at their fucking books and say, 80% of our revenue has come from porn. Maybe we don't want to ban that. I did a story on that last week about how they were essentially talking about they want to ban it because they can't find investment. You're making billions of dollars. What investment do you need? Absurd. Or they're having problems with payment processors not wanting to handle payments from a mostly porn site. Oh, really? Yeah. You know what they probably did? They probably went to that some of these payment processors and said, "Hey, you know what? We'll increase your cut by a percent. We're in! We're okay with porn now!" Probably some extortion went on there behind the scenes. Some, of course, perfectly okay legal extortion, right? Yeah, whatever that means. It means, "Hey, payment processor, you got a problem with porn? How about we give you another 0.5%? You can, okay, porn's okay with us now." Yeah. Probably something like that occurred. Oh, man. So OnlyFans says it will no longer ban porn. Yes, it no longer has plans to ban porn in an abrupt flip-flop. Yeah, flip-flop. It comes after a backlash. Oh, I'm sure that's why. I'm sure they give a fuck about the sex workers on their site. Yeah. If they gave a fuck, they wouldn't have banned it to begin with. Has nothing to do with that, trust me. But of course, they're going to say it has to do with that. What it really has to do with is they either found a payment processor, was totally completely okay with it, or they agreed to increase that payment processor's cut of the take. Yeah. Cyber pimps, essentially. That comes after backlash from sex workers who use the popular platform to sell sexually explicit photos and videos. You know, idiots paying for this kind of service. We have security assurances necessary to support our diverse creator community. Diverse community. Uh-huh. And have suspended the planned October 1st policy change. Yeah, the one where you ban porn to get more investors, even though you don't need investment capital. Not that I can see. That's what profits are for. The company said on Twitter, OnlyFans stands for inclusion, and we will continue to provide a home for all creators. I guarantee you this has jack diddly to do with their creators. The news comes less than 1 week after OnlyFans said it planned to ban all sexually explicit content starting October 1st, while still allowing some nudity. Anyway, the story continues by saying, in a statement to the Post, OnlyFans spokesperson Sophia Bernardi said the porn ban is no longer required due to banking partners' assurances that OnlyFans can support all genres of creators. The company plans to send an official communication to creators soon. Huh. I wonder. I wonder if some of these payment processors were maybe banking partners maybe putting pressure on them to stop doing porn. And then OnlyFans announced that they would ban it, knowing the kind of backlash, the kind of uproar it would cause, hoping, knowing that their banking partners would see that, and that the banking partners would be like, holy shit, we're going to lose that much money? Okay. We now have no problem with porn. I think that the banking partners didn't understand just how much revenue would be lost. You know, I don't know how. I'm sure that only... Well, maybe not. They're just processing payments. So they might not necessarily... You might think that they would have access to OnlyFans books, but not necessarily. Nor would they fully understand just how much of the money that OnlyFans makes comes from porn, even though they might be telling them. Maybe they don't believe them. But public outrage, a backlash, an uproar of the magnitude that occurred after the thoughts were threatened with losing their livelihoods from simps, that woke up the bankers. Holy shit! It really is that much money that they make and that we would lose? Oh, hell. Okay, we're okay with porn now. Yeah. The OnlyFans is making 20%. How much are these payment processors getting? 2, 3, 4, maybe 5% at the high end of what OnlyFans is bringing in? That's a lot of dough. That's a lot of dough, yo. Yeah, money talks. Money talks. Maybe there's a bunch of woke idiots running these banks and they just don't know how businesses work, or the real world for that matter. So the announcement of the ban earlier in the week led to a swift outcry from the hundreds of thousands of creators. Creators. Really? So showing your asshole on camera now makes you a creator. See, I think of Leonardo da Vinci as a creator. Okay, Leonardo da Vinci is a creator. Pablo Picasso is a fucking creator. Some broad named Tiffany, who used to work as a fucking waitress because she has no human capital, but she's got a nice tight little body, a nice ass, cute face, finding out she can make money by showing her asshole on camera. That is not a creator, okay? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, lefties out there who think that the most ridiculous stuff, that think that tampons glued to a fucking canvas or art. These people are not creators. You are not creators. Unless you call degeneracy creation. Unless you call creating degeneracy and degradation of society, a Western culture, a creation. Well, that then you're a creator, I guess. Who sell explicit photos and videos on the platform. But the company's reversal on Wednesday also led many creators feeling betrayed. Oh, you feel betrayed, do ya? Oh, yeah, because OnlyFans was your friend. Yeah, morons. My initial reaction was, that's fantastic. Yeah, you should fucking count your luck. You should thank your fucking lucky stars that you're going to be able to continue making a living for at least the foreseeable future off of your poem. OnlyFans creator. Stop calling yourself a creator. Courtney Tillia told the Post about Wednesday's announcement. And then I was like, wait a second. I feel like they only took this back because they realized the repercussions to it. Meaning they would lose money? They already knew that. I think that was just a move to get the bankers, their payment processors to accept it, because that put it more in their face. That made it more starkly obvious how much money they would actually lose via their interactions with OnlyFans if OnlyFans did actually ban it. They probably had no intention of banning it. That was just to get the payment processors to give via convincing them just how much money they would actually lose if OnlyFans really did ban porn. Then I was like, wait a second, I feel like they took it back because they realized the repercussions to it. Yes! And the only reason that they're allowing you to fucking host your porn party, your cam girl roam, is because they're making money. That's right, you dumb bitch. It's not personal. You're a fucking commodity to them, you dumb cunt. What do you like that? I was just some dots on a piece of paper. I was just some zeros and ones. I got news for you. That's all you are to any of these people, you idiot. I want to be part of a platform that celebrates sex workers and not just tolerates them, she added. They do celebrate you, bitch. You know why? Because you make them a ton of dough, yo. But they don't celebrate you because you're a sex worker. Nobody does that, except maybe these simps out there who are idiots to give you any money in the first place. What a dumb broad. I'm celebrated for being a stewardess. No. The airline celebrates the fact that you bring extra dough, yo. Okay? In fact, they resent you because they need you. They don't really want to have you there. They wish they could fire you. They wish they could replace you with robots. But then they looked at the fucking cost-benefit analysis. They looked at the weight of the robot. And the robots still weigh too much. It would cost us more in fuel than it does to pay this fucking stewardess. We resent the shit out of her. We would really, really love it if we could just have a serve-yourself flight, right? You have like one person dishing out like a cafeteria-style flight. Please come and get your tray. But, you know, people won't accept that. So we resent the fuck out of you. We don't celebrate you, okay? If you are celebrated by OnlyFans, it's only because you're bringing them money, not because they appreciate your sex work, what you're creating. Yeah. As if there's some kind of fucking aesthetic value to what you're doing. If there is, it's very fucking small, lady. Celebrate you. Get the fuck out of here. Delusional broad. Well, you know. Is there any other kind these days? Even after the initial backlash from creators over the weekends, OnlyFans founder and CEO Tim Stokely doubled down on the decision Tuesday, saying the company had no choice but to ban porn. Because big banks like JP Morgan Chase and Bank of New York Mellon made it tough to do business. Ah, ha, 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 is a publicity stunt. He wanted to shame the banks. Shame the banks. Get them to reverse their decisions. So it was twofold. Shame the banks. Get it known publicly. Make it as public as possible, because it just won't work if they go and do a fucking a junket. They do some publicity. They need to get their creators up in arms, too. Nobody will give a fuck if us, this big corporation, complains. But if the poor, pathetic, aggrieved, depressed women on our platform start complaining, whatever goddamn media outlet out there will make it front page news. And then these fucking banks will be shamed for putting single mamas out of business. And then these banks will reverse their decision because they don't want to be seen as the big baddie who deprived single mama Waymans of their paycheck. Yeah, so that's what it was. Shame in the banks. Shame in the banks. And to a lesser degree, trying to make it as obvious as possible just how much money these banks will lose. Yeah, I see. Banks would sometimes unfairly flag transactions, or even outright refuse to work with OnlyFans due to reputational risk. I guess the blow to their reputations will be worse if they take money out of little Molly's mouth because her mommy can't show her little brown bunghole on camera. Company pays out more than $300 million each month to more than 1 million creators. You think this had anything to do with investors? I knew that was just a bullshit pretext from the start. That's what I said on my last video, on my last show. That's bullshit. That don't make no sense. This company is making billions a year in revenue. Their operation costs are relatively low. They don't have a lot of overhead. They need investment? My ass, they're bringing in this kind of money. There's something more to this, okay? There's stuff we don't know. Now we know. Now we know what that was all about. It's a publicity stunt to shame the banks into being more accepting of OnlyFans bringing in the majority of their revenue via porn. That's all it was. The founder had conceded Tuesday that OnlyFans would absolutely bring back porn if Wall Street changed its tune. Yeah, they had no intention of getting rid of it in the first place. OnlyFans didn't give details on what had changed between the company and the banks. It said made it hard to do business. The banks didn't comment to CNBC. The bad publicity of dethroning all these queens from OnlyFans would be worse than the reputational risk of being connected to OnlyFans. Yeah. Meanwhile, performer Tilia, interesting name, said the company flip-flopping has led her and other creators to seriously consider leaving the platform. Oh, she speaks for them all. What is she, the head of the OnlyFans porn union? What the fuck? What a joke. Oh, yeah, you go with, to seriously consider. You ain't going nowhere. Where else is there an OnlyFans? Where else is there a platform so well-known with so much cachet? Who out there is going to let you do your thing on camera that has such a large audience, such a large following, already has such well-developed infrastructure, is so foundationally strong, and all it takes 20%, where you would make as much money as you are now. Nowhere else. You're going nowhere, Tilia, okay? I guarantee it, you're going nowhere. I'm one of the top 1% of creators, and I'm friends with many of the others. Well, go ahead, pack your bags and go somewhere else. See how much money you make there. And many of us have already begun to transition to other platforms. Nah, you've begun to branch out, but you're not leaving OnlyFans. I guarantee it. I would love for Tim Stokely to give me a call and tell us what he's going to do to reassure us. Bitch, fuck off. I love the entitlement. I love the fucking arrogance. I love the narcissism. I'm so important. I'm the center of the OnlyFans universe. I want the owner of OnlyFans himself to contact me, to apologize, and reassure me. Fuck you! Go fuck yourself, bitch. Oh, wait, she already does that on camera for cash. Tilia bills herself as a woman's life coach. I need to get on OnlyFans and be a life coach. Be a dating coach. Jesus Christ, I get better advice than any of these idiots. Women do not make good coaches, good therapists, anything that gives advice. Their critical thinking skills, their grasp of logic just isn't there. And say she rakes in between $20,000 and $100,000 monthly. Okay, she must be really good looking. With her 17,000 subscribers. Oh boy, I gotta get an OnlyFans account. I gotta get in on this grift. Except it wouldn't be a grift because I would actually be giving useful advice. Is this her? Is this Tilia? That's date coaching? I see. So she just takes off her clothes and gives advice while she's half naked or completely naked. That's interesting. I guess a lot of simps justify that to themselves. I'm not simping. She's a life coach. She's helping me. Ooh, pull them butt cheeks apart even further, honey. Pull them apart. Ooh, yeah. Oh, she's life coaching me. Oh, yeah. She's life coaching you, huh? On a Reddit forum for OnlyFans creators. There's that creator word again. Other. I gotta think of another word other than creator. Whores. Okay. Other whores said they were also considering leaving the site. You can go back to street walking. You can go back to your escort agency, where you may or may not get killed by one of your Johns. You could do that. Yeah, they can go fuck themselves, said another. I'm completely switching to Fansly as soon as possible. Fansly? What the fuck? Let's take a look at this broad again. That face has seen some plastic surgery. She's had a nose job. She's had a cheek job. Maybe a chin job. You can see the age spots on her chest. Yeah. She's not all that good looking, and that body ain't so great either. That looks like maybe that she's definitely post-wall, maybe over 40. And yet she's still making money. Fansly is an OnlyFans alternative that saw increased interest from OnlyFans creators after the company initially announced its porn ban. Of course, you can't expect these women to give up their easy money. You can't expect these women to, you know, actually go out and get a job. God, no. But Tilia, who has nearly 20,000 paid subscribers on OnlyFans, you simps, said she did not plan to leave immediately. Of course not. She's not going anywhere. Give me a break. It's about my principles. Yeah, you ain't got no principles, honey. You show your asshole on camera. How principled a person are you? I'm not in a rush because I want to make sure it's a smooth transition. As much money as I possibly can. For me and my subscribers, she said, I'm not trying to leave everyone high and dry like OnlyFans did to us. It was a publicity stunt, you dumb broad. It was a publicity stunt to shame the banks into being okay with you broads making porn on their platform. That's all it was. Tilly and other creators also took issue with the fact that OnlyFans said it was suspending the porn ban rather than canceling it. Oh, suspending! Ah. I think that's just the language that they chose, honey. I mean, they're not gonna get rid of porn. They were never gonna get rid of porn. It would have destroyed them, okay? It would have put them out of business. Suspended, ass Tilly. Does that mean it's gonna come back soon? What does this mean? It means the world is an ever-changing place. People are always changing their fucking minds. And what people have no problem with at one moment, maybe the next moment they might have a problem with, okay? That's what it means, you dummy. Suspended, not even canceled. Wrote a user on Reddit. Fuck OnlyFans, they made their bed. You ain't going anywhere. You ain't going anywhere. OnlyFans' short-lived porn ban was part of what many observers see as a broader push to clean up the company's smutty reputation. Nah. It was a stunt. It was a publicity stunt. The company recently launched a safe-for-work iPhone and Android app called OFTV. Who the fuck is watching OnlyFans at their job? Well, we can replace all the porn money we lost with yoga and cooking classes. Really? Do you really think they believe that? I mean, unless the company is made up entirely of a bunch of woke idiot morons and they just got wealthy and successful totally completely by chance because of the pandemic, they understand that that's not going to replace the lost revenue from porn. I guarantee you they weren't thinking that. I guarantee you they never planned on banning porn in the first place. Who the fuck? Nobody's watching OnlyFans at work, okay? I need to take my flower arranging class when I go on my lunch break. Get the fuck out of here. That does not allow nudity and features content like podcasts and cooking shows. What woman is taking cooking classes these days? Get out of here. Zero. Big fat zero. Thanks to feminism and the way it is culturally deconstructed and reconstructed people and society and destroyed it. Women no longer feel or need, because of the simps out there, to learn any traditional skills. Meanwhile, the man totally, completely adheres to all his traditional jobs and expectations of him as a man. But the women, they don't need to cook. They don't need to do anything. I have a poon! I am the table! Ah! And apparently, that's true. To a lot of guys, anyway. A lot of simps out there. So there you go. There you go. The porn ban was a scam designed to scare the banks and mainly to shame them into being okay with it. So there you go. Porn on OnlyFans is never going away. OnlyFans porn is here to stay. The thoughts are going to be able to continue getting their validation. They're going to continue to be able to get their beta bucks. They're going to continue to be able to make a living. The shortage of workers behind the line at McDonald's is going to continue. Oh, well. So let me know what you think. Is it a good thing that porn is going to continue to be available on OnlyFans? Is it a good thing that Cam Girl is going to continue to be able to make a good, great, wonderful living just flashing their bungholes even though they're at best a five? And many of them post-war? Let me know in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And again, if you really like and appreciate my content, please go check out my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. And consider making a donation. Could really use your help.